Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We're playing a game here in CDM that actually we need to play on the planet. Everybody here knows that you have a body. Oh, I hope you do. And those of you who don't have one, please leave. So what we want to do is focus on how powerful we are, how creative we are, and the fact that not only do we have our individual, unique body that we've created, we together as one, because we are spiritually one, we have a larger body, and it is called planet Earth. So breathe in and breathe out, and I want you to be aware of the fact that you, me, and everybody on this planet owns this planet. We together, as spirit, created this particular place to grow and change and learn, and guess what? We are responsible for it. Just as we are responsible for our individual bodies, we together are responsible for our planet. Now, that may seem like a lot, but it's really not. Because as spirit, everything is simple. Everything's basically common sense. So a great deal of what we have to do is learn spiritual techniques to help us quiet the noise of the body, the noise of the physical that's all around us that's telling us this is important and that's important, tuning into the spiritual and allowing ourselves to flow from that. So one of the things that we know how to do that's so important is we know how to ground. And what this does is brings our spiritual awareness into our physical body. And as we do that, and the more of us who do that, the more we can communicate as spirit from body to body and become aware of our wonderful larger body, planet Earth. So let's start right now. Just close your eyes, and it lets you tune into you. We're so visual. We just float right out of our eyes at whatever we're seeing. But right now, let yourself tune into you, because that's where everything goes on, is within you. You are spirit. You are not your body. But you have a body. And if you haven't already figured it out, you're the one who's responsible for it. Every bit of it. So if you're wasting your time blaming yourself for what's going on with your body, pause, ground, look around in your little world and see what it is you need to take responsibility for. Because then you get your power back to who or whatever you've been giving it to blame that you're blaming. I don't like fill in the blank. Guess what? If you ground and center, get a spiritual perspective, you can do something about it. Whether it's within your body or on our wonderful planet. And anybody who says, I can't do anything, I want you to watch the news and watch these children standing up for what they believe. They're grammar school children, high school children, junior high school children. They're awesome. They're taking responsibility for themselves and their planet. Oh, dear, I guess we're going to have to learn some things from the children. Take a nice deep breath. And let your grounding cord flow from your first chakra near the base of your spine. And let that energy flow through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until it reaches the center of the earth. Now focus on that for a moment. You, the spirit, are connecting with our planet. This simple but extremely powerful spiritual technique alone assists you to take responsibility for both your body and your planet. It puts you in touch with the physical world that you at present inhabit. The body is of the earth. Let it experience. Experience its home. We, the spirit, are of the cosmos. And to truly function here in this world, we need to be grounded to it, just as any electrical system needs to be grounded to be safe. pause and just let yourself be aware of this wonderful place that we have created to come and learn and grow. Everybody says, well, if it's a spiritual creation, why isn't it all nicer? Because this is planet Earth. It's the place we come to learn and grow. And if everything's all perfect and run by rules, guess what? You're not going to grow and change because you're not going to learn and you're not going to have any choices. We come here to learn to mature enough to actually choose the spiritual. We don't have to. You might say choosing God. No one is forced. It must be free choice. Or you can confuse the whole issue and decide to choose the body. And I can go on and on and on about the results of that. Take a nice deep breath and use your grounding just to release your expectations of the experience on planet Earth and let it be as it is. The schoolhouse for spirit. Now you are spirit. You can perceive yourself as a bright spark of light. Allow this bright spark of light that's you, the spirit, to come to the top of your head and let yourself experience it. Let yourself feel it. Notice if your body has any resistance to it. So use your grounding to help your body release any resistance it may have to you, the spirit. So many times people come to me and they're in fear and I go, you're just afraid of yourself. You're brilliant. You're all-knowing, all-seeing. You're part of God. In fact, that's what you're a spark of, the cosmic consciousness. Let that part of you, just a little bit, it's not going to be all of you, but a little of it, come from the top of your head through to the center of your head. Be in that neutral space in the center of your head. This is where we all need to be when we're in and working through the body, because it gives us neutrality. It gives us clear spiritual sight. It changes everything. And when we're grounding, we can release whatever we see that we want to let go of. Now, just be quiet for a moment and just breathe in and breathe out and let your body adjust to being grounded and allowing you, the spirit, to come to the center of your head. If you use these two techniques, you can change your life. Let your body adjust to this power. Let your body adjust to you. You and your body are opposite. I'm always entertained by people talking about the opposite of male and female. They're very similar. But body and spirit, now that's different. Let these two aspects of you come together. Experience the duality of spirit and body for just a moment, harmonizing within your body. Now we're focusing on planet Earth, our larger planet. And I'd like for you to be aware of the importance of your individual experience on Earth. We take a body, we separate our consciousness into this unit in order to learn something specifically. And each of us as spirit is learning a unique lesson. And we're also teaching unique gifts. So validate yourself for a moment that you are unique. Now, the opposite of that is that we are also all one. And that is the spiritual aspect of being one in the cosmic awareness. Now, we're not going to get too carried away with that today, but I want you to be aware of it because it gives you a better perspective of how the planet is our larger body. So here we are on planet Earth, And if we have a spiritual perspective, we realize we have a connection as spirit. And as spirit, we created this little game called Planet Earth because we wanted a place to get our energy back, because we've spread it all over everywhere. So we came to a place that offers dichotomies or opposites and gives us the opportunity to be free, to freely choose God or not. So take a nice deep breath and be aware that the way we relate to our planet is often identical to the way we relate to our body. So we'll start with that, you, the individual soul, relating to your body. How are you relating to it? Is it healthy? Are you feeding it right? Are you exercising it? Are you doing for it what it needs? Do you have work that brings you joy? Do you have people in your life who bring you joy? We're going to have things that bring us frustrations, too. But if you have children, you know that all things have both. Breathe in, breathe out. Be in the center of your head and grounded, and see for yourself how you relate to your body. Oh, it's not good enough to spend time on. Whoops, it's your body. It's your home. It's your temple. It's your vehicle. It's the way you express yourself in this reality. I want you to take a moment and release down your grounding cord anything that says your body's not a wonderful creation. It's what gets you around. Actually, it's a sad thing, but even some religions teach that bodies are bad things. I've always found that very entertaining. I mean, why in the world are they created if they're so bad? And then another question is, what keeps us from enjoying some bad? Keep breathing and be aware of how you relate to your body, specifically letting go of anything that says your body's not okay. In any way, shape, or form. Today, I knew I was going to be talking about planet Earth, so I decided to have an international outfit, so I have it on Chinese and Mexican and American and French. I won't tell you which thing is which. Find some amusement about how the world is really so small. And when you relate to your body in a spiritual manner, you begin to see and relate to the planet in a spiritual manner. Remember to breathe. That's the one thing bodies cannot do without is oxygen. We can do without food and water for an amazing amount of time. But oxygen, we need. That's why all the meditation techniques that you hear about say breathing is so important. Well, yeah. You want to stay alive. Some people stop meditating simply because they stop breathing. They get so spiritual, and then they scare the body, and it doesn't want to do that anymore. So be conscious. Take some nice deep breaths. All right, now that you're feeling a little better about your body, be in the center of your head, and I want you to be aware of how you, the spirit, relate to planet Earth. It can be little tiny things or great big things. Are you a plastic freak? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she's a really good cook, and she's always giving gifts, and she uses a lot of throwaway plastic. And I said, are you aware of what you're doing? And she got guilty, and I thought that was good. And so I told her about some of these nice biodegradable things and even gave her some. And so I think she's kind of weaning herself from plastic. Breathe in, breathe out. This is one little teeny tiny thing, isn't it? And this little teeny tiny thing has definitely disrupted our planet. What other little teeny tiny thing do you do that you think nothing of? Throw trash around. Spend a lot of time hating and being mean to people. That affects our planet too, you know. Oh, goody, we can all feel guilty. I love it. All right. Now, the beauty about any emotion is that we can diminish it. We can let it go. So let go of any guilt you have toward the planet as you begin to look at how you relate to it. Let go of any grief you have about the damage we've done. And by the way, it's all of us. It's not the big conglomerates. It's every one of us. Because if somebody produces something, it's not a problem unless we all decide to use it. So let yourself take responsibility not only for yourself, but for your planet. It's yours. It's mine. It belongs to all of us. It's very tiny. It's so exciting we have people floating around in space these days who get a little view of it. And we're getting pictures from all over the galaxy. It's exciting. And remember, that's only a small part of the cosmos. Nobody has any idea the extent of the cosmos. Be aware for a moment of how important this little planet is to us. And how tiny it is in the big scheme of things. Breathe in, breathe out. And as you ground and center, I want you to just meditate on our planet for a moment. And allow whatever comes to you to come into your awareness. Could be as simple as including our planet in your meditations. It could include just a list of simple things that would help you help the planet. All right, enhance your grounding. Be in the center of your head, and instead of speaking with Buddha or Jesus or one of the great teachers, I'd like for all of us to tune into the planet. Yes, the planet is an entity. It's a live experience. It's like our bodies. Without us, it's nothing on a spiritually conscious level. But with us, it's as alive as our bodies, because it is a body. So with your grounding and your centering, I want you to say hello to our planet. Just hello, planet Earth, just like you would say hello to any other entity. And receive a hello in a return. She may be just delighted someone's acknowledging her. I'm going to give you a few moments of silence with your grounding and centering to have a communion with our planet. Breathe in, breathe out. What does she say to you? Each of us is unique. Each of us will receive something different. There's so much disturbance on our planet these days. Grounding and allowing peace within your own life can definitely have an impact because we're all connected. You may not believe that you affect anybody in India. You do. And people there affect us. Heal yourself and let it expand to everyone around you. If you get up and you're in a good mood, that's what you send through your day. And that affects everybody you connect with. If you're in a bad mood, you give that away too. I'm not saying you have to be in a good mood all the time. I'm just saying be aware of how you affect yourself, your body, your world. And begin to see all the ways that you can have a healing impact. Our old world needs some change right now. How can you be part of that? If you would like to share what you have heard from Mother Earth, I'd like for you to write it down. Write it on a piece of paper and share it. Give it to me. Maybe we'll put it up on the web somehow to share with people. Take a moment and validate your relationship with the planet. Validate your power as spirit to have a healing impact on everyone and everything around you. Planet Earth. It's definitely one of my favorite places. We've had so many wonderful teachers come here. And it's great. They wake everybody up for a period of time. And then everybody gets businesslike with everything and they create some kind of organization. And, well, we won't talk about that anymore. But we tend not to stick with the spiritual view. So give yourself permission to release anything down your grounding that interferes with your view as spirit of our beautiful larger body. And how we can work together to make it what it can be. Now, everything physical is in the present moment. So be in the present moment, please. That's where your body is, and that's where the planet is. Be here. And pause for a moment and experience the present moment. Listen to your heartbeat. Tune into your breathing. Know that you are part of the cosmic whole, and your body and this planet are your expressions. Now, I'd like to end our meditation the way we usually do, and that's our communion with our God. Everybody defines God a little bit differently. I like to believe that God is all things. Some people don't like that definition because they say, well, they're people I don't like. I don't want to think about them as part of God. But they are. No matter where they live on this planet or what they believe. So let's create a bright gold sun, everybody, right above your head. Just experience a bright gold energy above your head and let that flow into your body through the top of your head, all the way through the body to the center of the earth. Let it cleanse you and heal you. Let it go into the earth and cleanse and heal our planet. Allow this healing, neutral vibration to heal you and the planet at the same time. And then let's allow this bright gold energy to fill the room and use it to help us in our communication with God. Be grounded and in the center of your head and tune in to your God. Say hello and receive a hello in return. I'm going to give you silence to have this spiritual communion with your God. You may want to get some information about this planet. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of yourself, the spirit. Let yourself come back to the center of your head. If you moved somewhere else, enhance your grounding flow from your first chakra to the center of the earth. And be aware of your place here as spirit in your body. On planet Earth, be aware of you, the spirit. Be aware of your body and our planet. Wow, we have a lot of fun things to do. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to bring your attention back to your physical body. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, bend forward. Release excess energy from your head and shoulders. Sit up and say hello. And I want you to take with you the fact that this planet can also be a lot of fun. So let yourself enjoy being here because that adds to the benefit of all those who are here. Have a fun week. Thank you.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.